Good morning and welcome to our Sunday School lesson for today. Lesson number 10, February 7th, 2021. Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 45 Church Street, Peterman, Tunnel Springs, Alabama, 36471 251-564-2171. It's our telephone number. The church where everybody is somebody and Christ is the head. Reverend Waylon Oliver is our pastor. Sister Joyce Oliver is our first lady. Our clerk is Miss Lisa Starworth. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning, scheduling normally at 9:30 a.m., but since COVID-19 for the past several months, we have been broadcasting from our studios here in Beatrice, Alabama, at 231 6th Avenue, House C Radio. We are also do our services posted on the Facebook as well as our church website. We have worship service on 2nd, 4th, and 5th Sundays, normally at 11 a.m., but since COVID-19 virus, we have been doing it from 8:30 a.m. at the church there in the parking lot, or virtually from the pulpit with Pastor Reverend Oliver and our musician Corey Robinson broadcasting. We thank you all for joining us. Let us go to the throne. Our Father and Savior Jesus Christ, the Maker and Creator of all things, thank you, Jesus, O merciful God, for the conditions in which we are living in here on this earth, as you prepare us for a better place. Thank you for our trials and tribulations and all that we're going through and all that are around us and all our loved ones and those that are in our midst that we have an opportunity to interact with you as you would have us have interact as Christians. We thank you for this church, Antioch Baptist Church. We thank for our pastor, Sister Oliver, all of our church members. We thank you, Jesus, for all that are around us, our friends and foe alike. We thank you for our witnessing of the COVID-19 virus, the death in our midst, knowing that if Jesus tarry, we too shall go that way, Jesus. We thank you. Be with us as we prowl and toil here for this government, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for knowing that there are some people in this world, including us perhaps, that does not have the right understanding about what we should be doing here. But our job is to love and care and to worship you and to uphold your holy name, to carry your word, to teach your word, and live Christ-like. We thank you for that. We thank you for all that are listening, continuing to listen and worship as you have given us the opportunity to worship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Be with us today as we toil with this lesson to give this word as you have led us to speak and teach from the Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Be with us and guide us if it be thy will. These are many blessings we ask in our Son Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good lesson for today. No significant witnesses. This is from February the 7th, the second month. Call to testify. Our devotional reading going to come from John, the first chapter, 37th through the 51st verse. Our background scripture going to come from John, the first chapter, 37 through 51st verse, the fourth chapter, 25th through the 42nd verse. Our key verse for today, many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that I ever did, John 4:39. The new IV version is many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. Significant point there. God knows everything that we do and will do. Our big subject, no significant witnesses, and call to testify. As a result of the experience in this lesson, the participant should be able to do these things. Identify the barriers Jesus crossed in conversing with the Samaritans. Today we are going to be focusing on the issue of racism, one of them, the sense of wonder the Samaritan woman felt in her encounter with Jesus, because the Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans. The Samaritans were considered to be half-breeds. We may be thinking, for example, our President Barack Obama was a mulatto, a mixed black and a mixed white. In other words, his father, a black man, his woman, his mother, a white woman, a mix, a what is commonly known in the 18th and 17th and 18th century as a mulatto, share with others the transforming power of God's work in their lives. You should be able to share the transforming power of God at work in your life. Key terms for today would be the word city, the inhabitants of a city. Another word, come hither, an explanatory word, in which come to, disciples, learners, a pupil. Are you a disciple of Jesus Christ? Are you a disciple of whoever you are studying, but a disciple? Jesus had 12 disciples. The next word is finish, to bring an end, to complete, complete, perfect. How many jobs have you finished? How many jobs have you started and not finished? It is good to finish something. Seek, to seek, search for, desire, require, demand. All right? Are you seeking Jesus? Are you seeking righteousness? Are you seeking to love and care for your fellow man? What are you seeking? Who are you seeking to help? All right, let's go with speaking. To tell, to talk, to say, to utter. We are speaking today to you from the lesson. Why this lesson matters. Some people wonder if they are good enough to give direction to others. Some feel that their past disqualifies them from being effective in serving God, while others hesitate because of their fear of uncertainty about how to share the gospel or witness to others. Is there a right way to share the gospel or to witness God's unfaltering love and unmerited favor? The woman at the well was just an everyday woman in Samaria, but after meeting Jesus, she became an eager witness and brought others to Jesus. The lesson in focus. The lesson in focus. We often judge people on the basis of their background, reputation, or skills set. The Lord, however, knowing all things, does not always see as we see. We look on the outward appearance, but God is able to look beyond the presence to see the end from the beginning. He knows the outcome of every scenario. God looks beyond the things that others see and see the heart. See 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. He knows a person's potential. When Jesus made plans to minister to souls in Samaria, he used one woman, perhaps one that others would have overlooked for the task. Knowing her heart and how she would respond to his message, Jesus arranged an encounter with her at a public well that resulted in many Samaritans not only coming to hear him, but also being drawn to discipleship. Never underestimate the power of one person, one effort, one witness for the Lord. You may not consider yourself to be a great teacher, preacher, or evangelist, but God is able to use whatever influence or gifts or persuasion and communication you may have to touch lives and win souls for the kingdom. The lesson in context. Jesus made the promise of living water in his tabernacle discourse. See John the 7th chapter, 37 through 39 verse. It is possible that for some hearers, the mention of living waters recalled the story of Moses calling for waters to flow from a rock to satisfy the thirst of the Israelites in the wilderness en route to the promised land. That's in Exodus, the 17th chapter, verses 1 through 7. As a Samaritan, the woman at the well might have been familiar with the stories from the Pentateuch regarding Moses and the wilderness journey. Jesus knew the long history of cultural tension and theological differences between Jews and Samaritans. Remembering, note that we talked briefly in the 4 minute about racism, how the Jews and Samaritans did not mix, and the Jews had against the Samaritans because they were a mix. But more than that, he knew that when hearts and minds were ripe and ready to receive the good news of the gospel, he compared those who were ready to hear the gospel to a field of ripe grain. See John, the 4th chapter, the 35th through the 38th verse. His words paralleled his message to disciples prior to their first independent ministry mission. See Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 35th through 38. Significantly, Jesus' encounter with the women in the well marked the first time he would reveal himself to anyone as the Messiah. See Matthew, the 16th chapter, 13th through the 20th verse. How have you ever felt that your testimony was not interesting or significant? Have you ever felt unworthy to share the gospel because of your past or present shortcomings? How can personal inadequacies or failures contribute to a powerful testimony? All right, let's look at the insights. Let's look at the insights for this lesson. Every believer is called to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ every chance we get. The truth, however, is that most believers feel intimidated when sharing the gospel. Among the reasons why people are uncomfortable with witnessing is that they don't know enough scripture. They fear being judged as fanatical, too righteous, or hypocritical, not righteous enough. Are they afraid of coming across a judgmental to the unsaved? Feel of coming across as judgmental to the unsaved. The key is to rely on directions and strength of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all evangelistic efforts. Having a sincere desire for others to be saved is the first step of effective witnessing. You have to want it in your heart to go for Jesus Christ. Alone we may not evangelize the masses, but none of us know how many wonderful blessings can result from sharing the gospel to just one lost soul. All right, the exploration. Jesus went to teach lost souls in a place that was shunned and avoided by other Jews. Guess what that reason was? Racism. Differences in Jews and Samaritans. Jews thought they were pure, thought the Samaritans were unpure. We are of a mixed race. If we are going to follow his example of loving others, too, we must be willing to reach out and communicate freely with those whom others may reject. What about the atmosphere that is here today? Think about this for a moment. Think about this for a moment. What is taking place in this country right now that allows some people to believe that they are somehow better and different than others? Think about the presidential race. Think about the folks that are voting. Think about what is going on in America today. Think about COVID-19. How many of you are willing to go to a COVID-19 patient? How many of you are willing to go to a white person that is not in your neighborhood, that you're not familiar with? How many of you are willing to go to a black person that is in your neighborhood and that you are not familiar with? How many of you are willing to cross the line of indifference or difference people to carry the word of God? A note for you. But we must be willing to do whatever God requires to share the gospel and engage others with our own testament of what God has done for us. Never forget that Jesus accepted you with all your flaws and shortcomings. You do have flaws and shortcomings. We have all fallen short of the grace of God. Whatever your testimony, gift, strength, or weakness, God can use you to touch someone's life, and draw him or her to the kingdom. Let's go for the first commentary today. This is John. As we turn to in our Bibles or in our Sunday school, for those of you who have Sunday school books or you have your Bible, go to John, the 4th chapter, the 25th through the 30th verse. The 25th to the 30th verse. All right. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. The woman already had some insight. How do you know what a black person have in their mind, or a white person, or an Indian, or a Jew, or a Samaritan, or anybody else? How do you know what they have in their mind if you have never spoken to them or reached out to them? Let's go to verse 26. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. He told her who you were talking about. I am that person. I am that person. I am that person that can tell you all things. I am Jesus Christ, God's Son. I came down through 42 generations. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? How about your folks around you, your friends, your family, when you are engaging in other people that they are not familiar with? What's on their mind? What's on their mind? What are you doing talking to her? Why is he talking to him? What's he doing talking to them? She don't need to be going over there. That's some of your friends, some of what they're thinking. They may not say that to you, but they are saying it. All right? Yet no man said nothing. They be thinking it, but they ain't got to say it. They be raised eyebrows at what you're doing. But you continue to go to those that are different from you and carry the word of Christ. Let's go to verse 28. The woman then left her water spot and went her way into the city and said to the men, she left what she was doing. She came there to get water. She went and told about what had just transpired with her at the well. And said to the men, she's talking to the men that she went to now, come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Powerful words. How can you open up your ministry when you go to somebody different? All right. This is the 30th verse. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. They left and followed her based on the words that she said, come see a man that told me everything that I ever did. And she asked them and herself, is this not the Christ? Come see a man who told me everything I ever did. God, could this be the Messiah? All right. Despite the difference between Judaism and Samaritan religion, tradition believed the woman at the well had a clear understanding of the promised Messiah. Jesus did not hesitate to approach the woman just because of her limited theological understanding. Looking at her heart, Jesus knew that the woman's faith and sincerity would overcome other limitations or shortcomings she may have had. It is not customary or appropriate for Jewish men to engage with Jewish women in public conversation. Jesus, however, was willing to defy tradition, personal perceptions, because of his love and concern for the souls of the people of Samaria. The disciples returned, interrupted Jesus' conversation, but did not interrupt his promise, his purpose. What is his purpose? To take the word to those that are saved and to reach the Samaritans. His purpose, Jesus had already planted a water, the seeds of faith in a woman's spirit. She left the well to tell others about her amazing encounter with Jesus. The disciples marveled at Jesus' public conversation with the Samaritan woman at the well, but out of respect did not question it, perhaps him on the matter. The woman invited many others to come hear the man who told her all about herself. Sometimes God only expert is to invite people to hear the word of the Lord. At other times, he may want to share our encounter with him. We might want to share our encounter with him with somebody else. We must be prayerful and determine exactly how to relate to those who need Jesus. The Samaritan woman did not need a deep grasp of theology. Her enthusiasm, a simple message that day, was enough to draw others close to Jesus. Come see a man who told me everything about me. How about that? All right, for discussion, what does it take to persuasive and witnesses to others? What does it take to be persuasive to witnesses to others? Faith, number one. The Bible does not support the popular assumption that the Samaritan woman was shunned by other women. In fact, her ability to continue a large crowd of followers to her, Jesus seemed to prefer to refute the notion completely. Why do you imagine that Jesus picked her for her conversation? God knows everything. He knew that the woman had a way about her with others and to draw others to her. All right. Let's look at John, the 4th chapter, 31st through the 38th verse. In the means, while the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. All right. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. He's talking about the message of getting Christ to others. That's the meat he was talking about. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him out to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. My, look at that. Do you remember him as a 12-year-old being about my father's business? Jesus said unto him, My meat is to do will of him that sent me, talking about God, his father, to finish his work. All right. Say not ye that are yet 4 months, and there cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest. Oh, what about the time that we live in right now? Is the harvest ready? Is the harvest in America ready? Is the harvest in America ready? I asked again, with the division and tomorrow in this country right now, isn't it right? The harvest is ready for the word of God to be sowed in the hearts of men as they fight in their own separate corners based on difference in colors and racism and issues surrounding the division in this nation. All right. Let's go to the next outline. And it goes as this. The people, the woman spoke so were impressed enough to leave whatever they were doing to go and meet Jesus. While they were on their way, the disciples pressed Jesus to eat the food they had brought him. But Jesus declined, saying his nourishment or satisfaction were not in eating food, but in doing the will of God. Look at that. Look at that awesomeness of Jesus Christ. Jesus' ministers were but one of both sowing and reaping. His reference to the 4th month until harvest referred to the length of time it would take for a normal harvest to come forth. Jesus told disciples to lift up their eyes and see the ripeness of the harvest. Presumably, a crowd of Samaritans had begun to gather around Jesus as a direct result of his ministry to the woman at the well. In spiritual work, sowers and reapers are generally different people who rejoice together in what their combined efforts have accomplished. Jesus, however, was both sower and reaper. God called every believer to help labor for the harvest of souls for the kingdom. Some will plant, others will water. But when the harvest is ripe, God will give the increase. 1 Corinthians 3:6. If we do all our parts in our respective places, then we shall rejoice together when the Lord harvest is ripe and ready. We all have a part. Look at the hand. 5 fingers on the hand. Look at the church. Different aspects into the church. You have the clerk. You have the deacon. You have the ushers. You have the members that come to the church. You have the Sunday school teacher. You have the preacher. You have all of these elements in the church. All of them working independently, but in unison with us for the work of Christ. Perfect example. Sometimes God calls us to talk without explaining the big picture. Are you willing to trust, obey God's faithful until he gives greater understanding of his purpose? Again, Jesus said that his food was his doing God's will. Think about what feeds you. Share briefly with the class. What motivates you? I love the radio. I love to speak on the radio. I love to talk on the radio. I love recording music. I love to do this. God has seen fit that I, a 74-year-old man, grown here in Alabama, has the ability to talk on the radio, preach his word, play gospel music, and still carry the word of Christ to those that are willing to hear through the radio media. God has blessed me to do so. That's why I love to do it. That's a gift that I have, and I'm thankful that God gives me the opportunity to teach Sunday school here during this time. All right, let's go to our final outline. This is John, the 4th chapter, the 39th through the 42nd verse. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for saying of the woman was testified, "He told me all that I ever did." It is so simple when God is in the lead and guiding you to what he can do through you with others and drawing others to Christ. Do not underestimate your ability to reach others for Christ based on your ability. God knows your ability. God knows your personal attributes, what can be used to draw others to Christ. All right? So when Samaritan, this is the 40th verse, so when Samaritan would come unto him, they brought him that he would tarry with them and abode there 2 days. They besought him. In other words, they asked him. They urged him. Come stay with us. You know what I'm saying? They made a gesture toward him, okay, to stay with him. And the 41st verse, and many more believed because of his own words. All right? Many more believed because of Jesus' own words. Not only from what this woman said, but what God said in conjunction with her. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Oh, powerful. Powerful. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard ourselves and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. What a powerful testimony. What a powerful testimony from those who heard it first from the woman, then heard it from Jesus Christ as well. Never underestimate your power to draw others to Christ. Many Samaritans came to faith in the Lord Jesus because the Samaritan woman was willing with excitement to share her encounter with them. Are you willing to share your encounter with Jesus Christ? I urge you, are you willing to share your encounter with those that are not in Christ? Are you willing to share your? All right. Her testimony prompted the local people to invite Jesus to remain with them so they could hear more of what Jesus had to say. Jesus consented to stay for 2 days. Faith does not come by hearing. Faith does come by hearing. Let me repeat that for a third time for you. Faith does come by hearing. Hearing the words of God. See Romans, the 10th chapter and the 17th verse. The 10th chapter and the 17th verse. The 10th chapter and the 17th verse. I'm going to stop right here while I find that in my Bible, and I'm going to read it. I want you also to turn to Romans, the 10th chapter, and the 17th verse. Okay, we have found it. The Romans, the 10th chapter, and the 17th verse. And it says thusly, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing
by the Word of God. The Word of God, the Bible. Do you have one in your midst? Do you have a Bible in your midst? Reading and hearing. I was once told that when you read, read aloud. You can hear with your mind, but you can also hear with your ears. You can also hear with your heart. Your heart is your center. So read God's word and hear that word. If you lack faith, you want to increase your faith, begin to read God's word aloud. It will increase your faith. It says that so here in the 17th verse. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How about that? Okay, let's get back to the lesson. We thank you for that patience in understanding that. We're just 30 minutes into the lesson. We hope you are continuing to stay with us here. All right. During the two-day Samaritan outreach mission, even people more were persuaded to hear Jesus and come to believe in him based on what they heard. Based on what they heard. Hearing God's word increases your faith. Based on a single encounter with Jesus, the woman invited others to come hear and see him for themselves. Jesus' message to the Samaritan is not captured in the text, but while many of Jesus' own people had rejected him, your own people are going to reject you. Your own people are going to reject you. You have no respect at home. Your own people will not respect you. A significant number of believers, Samaritan, eagerly to accept him as the Messiah and Son of God. Luke recorded a separate occasion in which Jesus was rejected by Samaritan. See Luke, the 9th chapter and the 53rd verse. It reminds us that not everyone is willing to receive and accept what we share, but we must still have the excitement and the expectancy. All right. Our job is simple, to plant a seed of faith. And how does faith come? By hearing God's word. Has your witnessing ever been hindered by your attempt to decide who will accept or reject God's message? Explain. You can stop yourself in your blessings by throwing up blocks. I'm not going to preach to this one. I'm not going to teach to that one. I'm going to not teach. No. Don't do that. Just take God's word. God would do the rest. There's Calvin saying that is often heard from our pastor, Reverend Oliver. You catch the fish, God would do the cleaning. You catch the fish, God would do the cleaning. You bring them, God would take care of the rest. Many Christians express their faith at church in the safe setting of the like-minded believers. Remember they tell you, go beyond those four walls? Right now, this ministry at Antioch Baptist Church is going beyond the four walls because it's being broadcast on 2nd, 4th, and 5th Sundays, and every Sunday with the Sunday school lesson. Look how powerful it is. Wonder out loud what communities and churches would like more Christians were willing to share, sharing with people who look, believe, and act differently from them. This has been a very powerful lesson. We hope it has helped you and it has blessed you today. Next week's lesson topic for Sunday, February the 14th, 2021, is showing loyalty. Showing loyalty. The devotional reading is Romans 4:13 through the 25th verse. Romans the 4th chapter, 13 through the 25th verse. The background scripture are Mark the 15th chapter, the 40th verse, the 16th chapter, verses 1 through 9, Luke the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 3, John the 20th chapter, 10 through 18, and the printed text is Luke the 8th chapter, 1 through 3, Mark the 15th chapter, 40th, and John the 20th chapter, 10th through the 18th verse. And also remember now, next week's lesson, home daily Bible readings for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's February the 8th through February the 14th. Make sure that you read those. Jesus appears to Paul. That's in 1 Corinthians. Present with Jesus at the cross. That's in John, the 19th chapter. Spices prepared to anoint Jesus' body. That's in Mark. Mary Magdalene finds tomb empty. That's John, the 20th chapter. Angels confirm Jesus' resurrection to the woman. That's in Matthew. Jesus appears. That's the disciples are sent into ministry. And then on Sunday, February the 14th, Mary Magdalene, faithfully female disciple. We hope you will be with us next week, God willing. Hoping God be willing, I'll be here with you as well. God so will. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch Baptist Church, we thank you for being a part of our Sunday school lesson for today. This is February the 7th, the second month of the year, the seventh day of the month, Sunday. We hope everything goes well for you. And keep praying, keep the faith, be safe, do as God will in your heart toward your fellow loved ones. Let us pray. Lord, help us to make our doubts and discouragement. Lord, help us to shake off our doubts and discouragement. Teach us to rely on your power and grace to guide us through the terrains of life. We want to be used for your glory. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us along this path journey. You said in your word that the Holy Spirit would lead us into all truths. You said in your word that faith comes by hearing. Let us begin to read your word aloud and hear your word. Let it penetrate our ears. Let it penetrate our heart, the source, the center of us all as human beings. On behalf of all of us here at Antioch Baptist Church, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you all. And with God willing, we'll talk to you next week on the Sunday school lesson. Take care now.